It's the Noon Report from Family Life, bringing a Christian worldview to what's happening in New York, Pennsylvania, across the country, and around the world. Weather with Kevin Williams, sports with Sunny Delphiette, plus special features and reports with the Family Life News team. Now, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Impeaching a president.
President Trump put himself before country.
It's all political. This is a show.
And that is our top story at noon today. The House Judiciary Committee holding a hearing right now as Democrats start the process of writing up articles of impeachment against President Trump.
President Trump's actions are impeachable offenses. They threaten our rule of law. They threaten our institutions. They threaten our republic.
Barry Burke, the top Democratic attorney on the House Judiciary Committee, he accuses President Trump of abusing his position by pressuring the president of Ukraine to investigate a political foe. Minority counsel Stephen Castor says that's simply not true.
Very simply, the evidence in the Democrats' impeachment inquiry does not support the conclusion that President Trump abused his power for his own personal political benefit. Democrats may disagree with the president's policy decisions or the manner in which he governs, but those disagreements are not enough to justify the irrevocable action of removing him from office.
The White House declining to take part in today's hearing. The Justice Department's Inspector General report into the origins of the Russia probe will go public today. That report expected to reject the president's claim that the investigation was illegitimate and tainted by political bias by FBI leaders. It's also expected to document errors in that two-year-long investigation. The FBI now investigating that shooting at a naval air station in Pensacola, Florida last Friday as an act of terrorism. Three people were killed when a 21-year-old Saudi national opened fire on his classmates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
The government of Saudi Arabia needs to make things better for these victims. I mean, I think that they're going to owe a debt here, given that this is one of their individuals.
The gunman died at the scene, and the FBI is looking into whether or not he acted alone. Correspondent David Begno.
The shooter held a dinner party days earlier where he watched mass shooting videos with three other Saudi students. According to the AP, one of the three students who attended the dinner party recorded video outside the classroom building while the shooting was taking place.
That's David Begno reporting. Tragedy today in New Zealand. A volcano erupted, killing at least five people there. Danny Vincent is with the BBC.
It was a sudden eruption. At the time, the police and the authorities feared there may have been up to 100 people on the island at that time. That number was later revised down to around 50. But now the authorities have lost connection. They've lost contact with the people on the island. So they simply don't know how many more people are out there.
That's Danny Vincent reporting. Deputy Police Commissioner John Tins.
The island is unstable. There's possibilities of further eruptions, but actually the physical environment is unsafe for us to return to the island.
Vacationers from a cruise ship were on White Island in New Zealand today when the volcano shot a massive cloud of ash and steam into the air.
What White Island does is clear its throat. On the scheme of things, for volcanic eruptions, it's not large, but if you are close to that, it is not good.
23 people on that island were taken off by boat after that eruption. The World Doping Committee has just slapped a four-year Olympic ban on Russia.
The ban means Russia will not be sending national teams to the 2020 Olympics, the 2022 Soccer World Cup, and other major competitions, though individual Russian athletes who have not been implicated in the doping scandal will be allowed to compete under a neutral flag.
That's Vicky Barker reporting. North of Seattle, twin four-year-old girls managed to free themselves from their car seats and climb a 200-foot embankment to get help after a car driven by their father crashed. He was not wearing a seatbelt and died. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker has passed away. He took charge of the Fed in 1979 during rampant inflation and raised interest rates to historic highs. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Volcker really did believe that the only way to stop inflation would be for the Fed to act and to do it quickly and to make it dramatic.
Paul Volcker was 92. The Golden Globe nominee nominations out today.
The Hollywood Awards season is underway. Among films nominated for the top Golden Globe Best Dramatic Film is Marriage Story.
Do you love her?
No, but she didn't hate me.
Also up for Best Dramatic Film is The Irishman.
Hiya, Frank. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Other nominees include Joker, 1917, and The Two Popes. Among films up for Best Musical or Comedy, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Knives Out. Among performers nominated, Leonardo DiCaprio, Al Pacino, Renee Zellweger, and Scarlett Johansson.
That's Steve Futterman reporting. Still to come this Monday, 'tis the season for house fires. Some safety tips straight ahead. Plus, student walkouts today in Rochester, New York, and makeovers for the homeless in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Good afternoon to all. Keep the umbrella handy. We'll have showers in and out this afternoon and tonight. I'll be back. The forecast details are straight ahead. I'll look for you in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Kevin Williams. Checking the stories, making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania Monday, December 9th. The cold front expected to move in tomorrow night, bringing lake effect snows to parts of western New York, northwestern PA. Family Life's D. Helly.
A winter wonderland could be coming soon. The National Weather Service reports a cold front will send temperatures on a downward spiral tomorrow. Rain will change over to snow, and lake effect snow will begin tomorrow evening into Wednesday, with a prolonged period of heavy lake effect snow expected in the southern tier. Lake effect snow may move north into the city of Buffalo on Wednesday, with moderate accumulation possible. D. Helly, Family Life News.
Thank you for the heads up. D, tis the season for house fires. The experts say with those Christmas trees up, so too are the dangers.
If they do catch on fire, they are incredibly fast at burning up and can really create a huge fire in your home.
Lieutenant Chris Halliday with the Manlius New York Fire Department says it's vital that you keep live Christmas trees well watered. Also, keep an eye on those space heaters.
A space heater has to be plugged in directly to the outlet itself. It should never be used with an extension cord, and it should never be used with a power strip.
Halliday says when it comes to space heaters, make sure you follow the 3-foot rule.
You can't have anything that can catch fire within 3 feet of it. So most common mistakes are people will put them right under their windows because that's where the cold draft is coming in, but they'll have the curtains right around it.
The experts also suggest you clean your chimney before you using it this winter in Rochester, New York today. Hundreds of students walking out of school to protest massive teacher layoffs in the Flower City. 152 teaching positions now on the chopping block. The district says it has no other choice as it tries to dig itself out of a $30 million budget hole. Madison Smith, a junior at East High in Rochester, she helped organize today's walkout.
Our voices are the ones that matter, and they're the ones that are going to be heard, so we're the ones that need to speak up and do something about it.
The Rochester Board of Education will vote on the teacher cuts on December 19th. If approved, they'll take effect the first of the year. Pennsylvania getting ready for a presidential visit. Mr. Trump will be in Hershey, PA tomorrow night. The political pep rally at the Giant Center starts at 7 p.m. The president will be joined on stage by Vice President Mike Pence, who has an event earlier in the day in Pittsburgh. A recent New York Times Siena College poll has Mr. Trump even with Joe Biden. He trails Bernie Sanders and is ahead of Elizabeth Warren in the Keystone State. Legislation in the works in Albany would require elementary school kids to get the HPV vaccine. State Senator Tim Kennedy, not a big fan.
I have concerns about the legislation. As a parent, I believe in parental choice is a very important thing to have. I have 3 young children. They're all minors. So it's important to me as a parent that parents have the ability to have a say over their own child's health care.
The HPV vaccine protects against a virus that can cause cancer, but Kennedy says this isn't a public health threat, like the recent measles outbreak.
Vaccinations for measles is totally different than a vaccination for HPV. Totally different scales and totally different vaccines, so the approach has to be different.
The senator says he does not believe the proposed legislation has enough momentum to become the law of the land in New York. The Christmas season can trigger a lot of stress and anxiety in some folks. With that in mind, a mental health expert from the Southern Tier offers some peace of mind for the holidays Andy says focusing on others, a good place to start.
There's, you know, folks that don't have family nearby and that may be more alone. And maybe one of the things to do is to reach out to other people that may be feeling that void in their lives.
Dr. Michael Lavin, a psychiatrist at Lourdes Hospital in Binghamton, he suggests practicing healthy habits for the upcoming holiday season.
To not forget to get a good night's sleep, to eat healthy, exercise, and really try to keep to some sort of schedule.
Some good stress busters there to keep in mind during the hustle and the bustle of the holiday season. Pennsylvania House Speaker Mike Terzai thinking about running for governor again. Terzai suspended his campaign in the last gubernatorial contest when the state GOP settled on Scott Wagner as its nominee. Several Democrats, including Attorney General Josh Shapiro, State Treasurer Joe Torsella, and Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, have also expressed an interest in the state's highest elected office. Pennsylvania state law limits the governor from serving more than two consecutive four-year terms. A former Pennsylvania state senator and father to the current Senate Majority Leader has passed away. Here's Family Life's Terry Diener.
Senator Jake Corman released a statement Sunday saying his father, former Senator J. Doyle Corman Jr., has passed away. Like his son is doing today, Doyle Corman served as state senator representing the Center County area. He served from 1977 to 1998. Former Governor Tom Ridge released a statement saying the late senator was an important voice in the legislature for many years. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Thank you, Terry. Lawmakers in New York adopting a new measure that requires what they're calling bird-friendly glass on all new construction. It's an effort to cut down on the tens of thousands of birds who die after flying into New York City buildings each and every year. If the law passes, New York would be the largest city in the country to require glass that's visible to birds. It's estimated that 90,000 to 230,000 birds are killed each year in New York City. Speaking of birds, it's a chicken coop worth crowing about in Pennsylvania. Family Life's Brandon Dixon wings this one.
Buttercup, Harper, and Wren are coddled chickens residing in a custom-built hen house on 2 acres in rural Armstrong County. Homeowners Debbie and Dave Reefer hatched the idea after drawing inspiration from unique coop plans they found on the internet. A front door sign welcomes guests to Cluckingham Palace, and although the hens love hanging out inside their tricked-out house, Debbie said she always takes the girls outside for free-range opportunities. The coop includes a full-size glass front door, wooden deck, enclosed outdoor area, electricity, heat, heated water, an electric door opener, fans, and chicken-themed decor. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Speaking of birds, the Ravens, they beat up the Bills. Sunny time, 2-minute drill.
Yeah, what a battle at New Era. Lamar Jackson threw 3 touchdowns, became the second quarterback ever to run for 1,000 rushing yards in the season. Ravens hold off the Bills 24-17 to move to 11-2. Bills head coach Sean McDermott says they have to start quicker.
You know, better start offensively, into a better rhythm. Established the line of scrimmage.
The Bills fall to 9-4 with the loss, and Josh Allen says they must get ready for their next game.
We lost by 7 points to a really good team. You know, we're not going to let one game define us and one game make us. We're looking for number 10. We got a really good Pittsburgh team we're playing next week.
Those Steelers picked off Kyler Murray 3 times, holding off the Cardinals 23-17. The Steelers once 1-4, now 8-5. Head coach Mike Tomlin.
Obviously, we're far from perfect. We had mistakes in all three phases, but that's life, particularly, you know, in this game at this level, man.
Again, big battle next Sunday between the Bills and the Steelers. In Cleveland, the Browns hold off the Bengals 27-19 to improve to 6-7. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield.
It took a hit after the Pittsburgh game, so we're going to find out who's really buying in, who's in for the team, going to show up and give everything they have today.
At MetLife Stadium, 3 seconds on the clock, Jets, Dolphins.
Good snap, good hold, kick is on its way, end over end.
Sam Ficken with that game winner. Jets beat the Dolphins 22-21. The Jets have won 4-5 to improve to 5-8 on the year. Monday Night Football in the city of brotherly love tonight. Eagles hosting the Giants. The Eagles are 5-7, but will be tied for first in the NFC East with a win. The Giants at 2-10, starting Eli Manning. To the odds.
Scores! Miller in overtime.
Saber Sabres beat Edmonton 3-2 in overtime. Jack Eichel extended his point streak to a career-high 13 games with that assist. Rangers blanked the Golden Knights 5-0. Brooklyn over Denver in the NBA 105-102. And the Raptors fall to the 76ers 110-104. Philadelphia's won 10 of 12. The Raptors have lost three straight. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiet.
Thank you, Sonny. Still to come this Monday, impeaching a president. That process now underway. The latest on that deadly volcanic eruption in New Zealand. And making over the homeless in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
A new House bill seeks to balance LGBT rights and religious freedom. It's a noble goal, but fairness for all isn't fair for all. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. On Friday, Republican Representative Chris Stewart of Utah introduced the Fairness for All Act, which, as Christianity Today reports, would prohibit anti-LGBT discrimination in employment, housing, and places of public accommodation, including retail stores, banks, and healthcare service providers. In essence, just like the proposed Equality Act supported by House Democrats, the Fairness for All Act would place sexual orientation and gender identity on par with race and religion as protected classes under the Civil Rights Act. But there's a major difference between Fairness for All and the Equality Act. Fairness for All seeks to exempt religious organizations such as churches and nonprofits. So, for example, churches wouldn't be required to host same-sex weddings, Christian schools wouldn't be forced to hire LGBT people. As such, Representative Stewart and the supporters of Fairness for All see the bill as balancing religious freedom and LGBT rights. Now, I believe Fairness for All is a well-intentioned bill, but this act is a wrong piece of legislation at the wrong time. The act would enshrine into law something that's simply not true. And for Christians, that's got to be a non-starter. That sexual orientation and gender identity are equal to race. That they're somehow immutable, something someone's born with. As my colleague Shane Morris discussed with me on Breakpoint this week, the born with idea is a useful fiction that was created by early proponents of the gay rights movement to win public approval for their cause. Second, the act is addressing what is now a non-issue. Back in the 1960s, the Civil Rights Act was addressing a very real problem, that there were entire swaths of the country where African Americans couldn't find a hotel, they couldn't buy gas, they couldn't find a meal. But that's certainly not the case with so-called sexual minorities. When two men targeted cake shop owner Jack Phillips to force him to design a cake for their same-sex wedding, they knew full well that there were plenty cake shops nearby that would gladly do what they asked. And this raises another problem with the Fairness for All Act. Its exemptions would not apply to for-profit businesses with 14 or fewer employees. In other words, if you're a Christian business owner, not a church or religious nonprofit, you're on the wrong side of the law. You're outside of the Act's protections, meaning Fairness for All isn't really fairness for all. As I explained on Breakpoint this week, this act continues the ghastly idea that people of faith who insist on religious liberty are the ones that are the bad guys. They're the bigots that need to be exempted precisely because they want to deny the rights of others. Fairness for All has its roots in what's called the Utah Compromise, which was a state-level measure largely championed by the LDS Church. In fact, these ideas were birthed under a previous presidential administration that was openly hostile to religious liberty, and when it looked like the next administration would be as well. But elections matter. The federal courts and the Supreme Court are growing more and more conservative and more respectful of religious liberty. Now is simply not the time to give up rights of individual believers in order to preserve the freedoms of religious institutions alone. Now, do I think Fairness for All will pass? No. And neither does Representative Stewart. The Democrats hold the House, and they see no need to compromise at all on LGBT rights and religious freedom. And while there may be a way to truly balance these rights in the future, Fairness for All just isn't it. Come to Breakpoint.org, and I'll link you to more resources on Fairness for All and religious liberty. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.
Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour Monday afternoon, let's head outside. Kevin Williams.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A mild and moist weather pattern will prevail this afternoon through tonight, and rain showers will result. A cold front crosses the area tomorrow, though, and those temperatures will tumble. Eventually, some lake flakes will fly. The call for this afternoon and tonight, cloudy, mild, at times breezy, with showers now and again. High temperatures in the 40s and low 50s today, and changing little with those temperatures tonight. Tomorrow, brisk winds turning chillier, early rain showers, late day flurries. Temperatures falling, ultimately through the 30s. On Wednesday, some locally heavy lake snow east of Lake Erie. Otherwise, clouds, sun, and flurries, brisk and cold. A high Wednesday, mid-20s to the middle 30s.
Thank you, Kevin Williams. If you're just joining us, here are some of the stories we're following for you today, Monday, December 9th. Legal minds front and center at today's House Judiciary Committee hearing as Democrats try and make the case for impeachment. Barry Burke, head counsel for the Democrats.
President Trump's actions are impeachable offenses. They threaten our rule of law. They threaten our institutions. And as James Madison warned us, they threaten our republic.
Republican counsel Stephen Castor speaking right now.
The impeachment inquiry is clearly an orchestrated effort to upend our political system.
The White House declining to take part in today's hearing. In New Zealand, at least five dead, many more missing after a volcano erupted on White Island today. Deputy Police Commissioner John Tins says search and recovery efforts have been hindered.
The island is unstable. There's possibilities of further eruptions, but actually the physical environment is unsafe for us to return to the island.
Scientists say they recently noticed an increase in volcanic activity on White Island. Some vacationers from a cruise ship were there when that volcano erupted. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker has died. He was the chief inflation fighter for the central bank during the 1980s. And business analyst Jill Schlesinger says his tactics were controversial.
Volcker was under an enormous amount of pressure at the time he was raising interest rates. It caused great heartache for a lot of consumers, for the home building industry. There's one story about how home builders were mailing him 2x4s at the Federal Reserve.
Paul Volcker was 92. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants the FAA to finish a study involving legroom on airplanes. It was due in October, and the New York Democrat says without federal action, airlines could shrink the space between airline seats even more. A North Dakota county poised to become the first county in the country to say no to new refugees. Correspondent Vicki Barker.
Burley County is home to about 95,000 people and the capital city of Bismarck. It votes later today on banning new refugees, the first since a presidential executive order making that legal last fall. Local politicians say they think public opinion is overwhelmingly in favor of the ban. This, even though advocates point out the county's only ever taken about 24 refugees a year, and Fargo's mayor notes 90% of its refugees are fully employed within 3 months of arrival.
Vicki Barker reporting. The Golden Globe nominations out today.
Don't even play with him.
Because I'm going through a divorce in L.A. and trying to direct a play in New York.
The Netflix divorce drama Marriage Story led the way with 6 nominations. The Globes will be handed out on January 5th. Americans aren't getting enough sleep, and in most cases, it's because of stress, especially around the holidays. A handful of CEOs recently shared their sleep secrets. Here's what they revealed. You need to compartmentalize your life, create a schedule, and then stick to it. It will help you sleep better at night. Coming up on 24 minutes past the hour, you're plugged into the Noon Report on Family Life.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we talk about the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. Just a few more shopping days till Christmas. I hope you're ready.
I am. I've got almost all mine done.
All right. Well, you're a better man than me. Well, hey, let's dig right in here. There was an interesting article last week about what the top priority is for superintendents in New York State, and an issue that maybe not on a lot of people's radar screens, but definitely it is for administrators, talking about mental health services and the need to fund mental health services. Ralph, why is this such an important issue?
Well, I think what those of us involved in public education are noticing is that every time there's a gun in a school, very often when they get down to it, the student involved has had some mental health issue or certainly could benefit from the services that might be provided them, then there's just a terrible increase in the suicides amongst teenagers. I know locally we've had some within the last just a couple months, over the last year. This is just a devastating situation. And again, I think that, the mental health services are inadequate, and certainly superintendents are right to be looking next year in their funding cycle with the budget to look to make that a priority because of the shootings and the suicides that are going on and the other issues that are just impacting teenagers today.
Yeah, and there's a lot of issues going on in those classrooms today, issues that are unique to this generation for sure.
Absolutely.
A local Assemblyman Ralph by the name of David DiPietro hosted a hearing in Hilton last week on parental rights when it comes to education and government overreach. Some homeschoolers are worried their rights are being trampled on. Are those concerns legitimate, Ralph?
Well, I think they are. In fact, the Assemblyman went on to say that in some circles in Albany, they're actually trying to promote the idea of outlawing homeschooling, which is absolutely ridiculous. That would be a serious erosion of parental rights. We're going back to this whole issue of vaccination in schools, and even people who send their children to public schools are now faced with some of the issues of legislators saying, we just want to vaccinate everybody with several different vaccinations, and we don't have to inform the parents. It can be done without parental consent, and that's a tragedy if that ever occurs. But it's certainly a road we're headed down, unfortunately, and everybody, homeschoolers and public school parents, need to speak out on this issue and let their legislator know that that's not something that they want to support.
Well, we've talked a lot about what's wrong with our public schools and just education in general. Let's focus a little bit more on the positive and be proactive here to end. Ralph, really excited about this partnership that you are about to launch with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, an organization that you hear a lot of on Family Life with our Capital Connection program. You and Jason McGuire, who runs that organization, teaming up next year to get Christians more involved in public education. What are you doing and why is that so important?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. And Jason is a great guy. And I want to thank you publicly for bringing the two of us together. I think it is going to be a great partnership. We're planning on January 11th at the headquarters for Jason's organization to put on a workshop on how to get more Christians involved in public education. It's obviously an important issue for us at the Teaching and Learning Institute, and we're thrilled to be partnering with Jason's organization, hopefully to bring more people aware of the opportunities and responsibilities, really, that Christians have to be involved in public education.
And there is a way, if folks have questions about that workshop, because I know a lot of people are going to want to attend that. You have a wonderful website, and we should mention here, you would love to hear from our listeners any kind of concerns that they might have when it comes to education. Share with us how they can reach out to you, Ralph.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. We are grateful for people that do respond to us. They can just simply go to our website, which is yrun.org. And there's a contact us button on there. If they just press that, they can communicate directly to me. And I do want to publicly apologize to a few people that actually took us up on that. And for some reason, just last week, I came across some emails that listeners had sent to us actually 2 or 3 months ago. And I had never responded. The fact is, I never received the emails until just last week. So I have responded to them, but I certainly apologize to them and to anyone else who tried to contact us and didn't get a response. We know better than that, and I am sorry that that happened.
Well,
I certainly would encourage people to contact us.
Well, you are a busy man, Ralph, and if you contact us, maybe we'll bring up that issue on the air. You never know. So once again, Ralph, what is that website where folks can reach you?
It's simply yrun.org, yrun.org.
Alrighty, guys, it's called Issues in Education. Comes your way Mondays during the Noon Report.
Good afternoon. Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A mild and moist weather pattern will prevail this afternoon through tonight, and rain showers will result. A cold front crosses the area tomorrow, though, and those temperatures will tumble. Eventually, some lake flakes will fly. The call for this afternoon and tonight, cloudy, mild, at times breezy, with showers now and again. High temperatures in the 40s and low 50s today, and changing little with those temperatures tonight. Tomorrow, brisk winds turning chillier, early rain showers, late day flurries. Temperatures falling, ultimately through the 30s. On Wednesday, some locally heavy lake snow east of Lake Erie. Otherwise, clouds, sun, and flurries, brisk and cold. A high Wednesday, mid-20s to the middle 30s.
All righty, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Finally at noon, an outreach center in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, helped make the holidays a little brighter for the homeless with free makeovers yesterday. These folks, grateful for the gesture.
My hair, my makeup, my nails.
A positive image produces a positive person.
I haven't had my hair and makeup done in a long time, so I wanted to make myself look beautiful.
And you do look beautiful. Hairstylists and makeup artists from all across the capital city gathering at the Gospel Fellowship Church in Harrisburg to cut hair, paint fingernails, and put a smile on the faces of those in need this Christmas season.
It makes them feel like a person again. It makes them feel like they matter. And you never know. Like, this could be something that takes them actually the next step that they've been needing.
Jenny Jenkins, a minister at the Outreach Center. William Dallas is the pastor at Gospel Fellowship.
We're really just fulfilling the mission of Jesus Christ.
I feel honored that the community is giving back. And I brought my kids here so they can see this is what we're supposed to do.
Hassan Weldon, taking advantage of the free makeovers yesterday, he even brought his kiddos along so they could see kindness in action in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That is the world we live in this Monday. As always, thanks for coming along. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.
You've been listening to the Noon Report, heard weekdays on Family Life. Thank you for listening.